Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Paul Gallant. Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
You know, there's something that we did not discuss yesterday. We were basking in the afterglow of the Houston Texans' triumph at NRG Stadium against the Browns on Saturday night. 45-14. Greatest playoff victory in Texans franchise history. Hell, they're just a win away from having the most successful season in Texans franchise history. We'll see what happens in Baltimore on Saturday. But if you're watching right now on our Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975, you might notice something. I changed shirts. I switched, still wearing my ski suit, by the way, but I switched my Pat McAfee-esque sleeveless Texans t-shirt hoodie to put on another shirt. It's green. And you know what it says on it? It says, Dallas sucks. If you thought we weren't going to pull out the knife and jab it into the chest of Cowboys fans out there repeatedly today, you thought wrong. And you can't look away from this one if you're tuning in like you're Ray Lewis. You can't do that. You have to stay because we need to discuss arguably the most embarrassing playoff loss in Cowboys history. Did you know they're 5-13 in the playoffs since 1996 when they won their last Super Bowl? That is the fourth worst number in the NFL. And yeah, it's worse than the Texans. Since the Texans entered the NFL in 2002, they have 5 postseason wins to the Cowboys, 4. Since 2011, the Texans have 7 division titles to the Cowboys, 5. And then to get just smoked, they were down 27-0 at one point by Jordan effing Love. This wasn't Aaron Rodgers. This wasn't Brett Favre, who honestly ended the Cowboys dynasty in the late 90s during his little 3 MVP in a row run. This is not then. This is today. A quarterback who's clearly not in the same conversation as those two. Maybe he will be. He has had a nice stretch to finish the year. That guy killed you. I know. I sound a little bit mean right now. Maybe I should extend an olive branch because I do have a solution for Cowboys fans out there. If you've seen Sarah McLachlan ads for the ASPCA, the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, remember those advertisements? She'd be like holding like a sad little cat or a dog and they play Arms of the Angels in the background. And then they show like really sad images of like a dog shivering and a cat shivering, and it really makes you upset. Well, I know a lot of Cowboys fans out there are feeling upset right now, and you're putting yourself through pain that you don't have to go through anymore. So here is my olive branch to you. Are you a long-suffering Cowboys fan?
I've spent over $20,000 from punching TVs the last 30 years.
Did you really think that things would be different with Dak Prescott and Mike McCarthy?
My wife left me because I can't stop crying.
Do you feel crushed by the knowledge that Jerry Jones will own this franchise until he's dead and gone forever?
My Yankees aren't even good anymore. The Lakers are combusting. Duke sucks.
What am I going to do?
Well, stress no further, because the Houston Texans bandwagon is here to welcome you with a warm embrace. They've got more playoff wins than the Cowboys since 1996, despite not starting until 2002. They've got more division titles than the Dallas Cowboys since 2011. And of course, they represent Texas. It's an easy transition for a difficult time in your life. And it may be humiliating to admit that you've been rooting for a false god. But it's okay. We're here for you. Join the Houston Texans bandwagon today.
We're welcoming you in with a warm embrace, a big hug. You can jump on the bandwagon. They won't be able to hurt you anymore if you jump on. There's nothing wrong with following the strong. And yeah, it's the Houston football team, but they're the Houston Texans. What have the Cowboys done for you recently? What's changing next year? Why will next year be any different than last year? Why was last year going to be any different than the year before? Why was the year before last year going to be any different from the year before last year? You're locking yourself in a fart chamber by continuing to stick with this team. You can join us. I think it's totally acceptable. If you know a Cowboy fan in your life and you think they're sad, you think they're upset, tell them, hey, have you heard about the word of the Houston Texans? Have you heard about the word of not Jack Easterby, of Cal McNair and Hannah McNair? And sometimes Carrie, have you heard about the word? Yeah, you might sound like a Jehovah's Witness or a Mormon or something like that. There's nothing wrong with that. Those people are just trying to spread love and joy. And you're trying to do the same thing. Now, there are some stipulations. If they join the Texans bandwagon right now, right as things are about to get crazy, like there's no going back. And you can't do this thing that Josh Beard does where he's rooting for both. No, you can't do that. There's a Houston-Dallas dynamic. You can't do that. You got to pick one or the other. But, I mean, the Cowboys aren't America's team anymore. I mean, it's been a really long time since they've been a threat. I mean, what do we remember the Cowboys for the most over like the past 20 years? Tony Romo fumbling a snap in a playoff game? Dez caught it! I mean, like they weren't going to give up a game-winning touchdown drive against Aaron Rodgers right after that happened? That's 20 years. 20 years! Lots of money, big old stadium, lots of attention. A surprising amount of attention considering how long it's been since anything's happened. Join the new shiny thing. Join the new club. The NFL changes. I'm a Patriots fan. It's going downhill for me too. Like I might be jumping on this Texans bandwagon like completely. Right now I'm like, you know, I'm dipping my toe in the water. But it's different for me because, you know, I come from winning, unlike Cowboys fans who haven't won in a really long time. So if you want to join the Houston Texans bandwagon, you can. And guess what? The rest of this hour, we're just going to make fun of the Cowboys. Because, my God, the meltdowns that have been taking place in Big D have been absolutely breathtaking to behold. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 to call in and text in. Look, you've got a serious decision to make right now if you're a Cowboys fan. Right? I mean, you might be leaving the team that has hurt you and just hurt you and hurt you over and over again. But guess what? Sit down and bust out a bottle of that Pendleton whiskey. Put a rock in there. Pour two fingers before you think and ponder this very easy to make decision to jump on the Texans bandwagon. It's barrel aged in American oak. It's cut with glacier fed spring water from Oregon's Mount Hood. It gives you an uncommonly smooth, rich taste, and complex flavor as it honors a heritage that inspires us to live boldly and never lose sight of the values we believe in, except for the Dallas Cowboys, and taste the moment, like where the Houston Texans are going right now, wherever we may be. And it's also the official whiskey of the PBR Tour, which is coming to Toyota Center January 26th and 27th. Guys, Pendleton Whiskey, it's the spirit of the American Cowboy. It's true Western tradition. Please drink responsibly.
ESPN 97.5.com on the Chase Long.
I've got a Chase Long in my dressing room and a pack of warm beer that we can consume.
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios and your favorite 10 to noon sports talk host, Paul Gallant. Give him hell, Paulie.
The most interactive sports talk show in Houston on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We are right now. And don't forget, there's going to be a post-game show on Saturday right here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Win or lose, you can tune in to the Twitch and watch our live reaction to the game. And on top of that, we'll have takes on the game right after it's all said and done. It's going to be me, Michael Connor, and Josh Beard. Only one of those three people walked to work today to show solidarity with the Houston Texans as they travel to Baltimore in 22-degree weather, Sean Mapes, to play Lamar Jackson and the potential MVP Baltimore Ravens.
So only one walked to work, but the other two drove at least, right? Please tell me they drove.
Well, Sean, you would think that they did because the sun's out.
Mm-hmm. The guns are out. Well,
the guns were out in the first hour of the show. But right now I'm wearing my Dallas Sucks shirt. The sun's out. You would think that it would be a little bit safer to drive.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I understand, the noon to three show, rich, very well, handsomely paid hosts, unlike me, they are doing their show from their cushy little in-home studios.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
From the ivory tower of...
Must be nice to have one of those, yeah. Sean, huh?
It would be nice. It would be nice.
It would be nice to not have to walk into work today. Yeah.
To have a place with more than one room.
Right.
More than a studio apartment. That would be nice.
Some people are saying, well, Paul, you have a two-bedroom condo, and one of those rooms is entirely dedicated to being a studio. And others are saying, well, hey, Paul, you could have driven into work. You live on Westheimer. There's no ice on it at
1.1 miles.
It was 1.1 miles. But I will tell them, I'm sorry. I care about the Houston Texans playing in the cold. And because I'm a man, I'm a warrior, and I ain't no bitch like those little softies over at the Texans flagship who think that football in the snow is bad. Oh, it's cold outside. Wee, wee. I decided to walk in because unlike the flagship station, I actually support the Houston Texans. I mean, they don't. It's a hidden thing, you know? It's a hidden thing. Hey, people don't talk about that. What? Why are you laughing about?
Because you're saying it like you're Charlie Day with Pepe Silva written on a board behind you.
Sean, I've told people the story before. You know, like one time I was like, "Hey, I'm going to talk about the Texans objectively," and then my program director, like, he pulled out his eyebrow ring and then he pulled out a gun and he pointed at my face and he said, "You will sing praises of Brock Osweiler. You will sing his praises right now. You will not be the first one to accurately point out that he's bad." And then he kicked me in the nuts, and I bent over, and I was bleeding out of my mouth. That's what they do with the flagship. Like they indoctrinate you. So they all, like, oh, they're rooting for the Texans. No, they've been, like, tortured into, like, there's a Stockholm syndrome. But, hey, I escaped. I'm just telling you the way that it goes right there, you know? I'm telling you the way that it goes. Anyway, hey, the Dallas Cowboys, they're dead. Oh, that's fun.
Do you want to support the Houston Texans? Listener out there, maybe Cowboy fan out there?
We won't point a gun at you. We're just offering you a warm embrace. You can come jump on the
bandwagon. This weekend only, no pistol whippings to be indoctrinated into the Houston Texans. Now, if they win on Saturday, next week, you know,
you got to do it now.
The admissions process might be a little bit harder.
100%.
Might be a couple of pistol whippings
going on. It's open arms right now. No, it's an open border if you want to join. But if the Texans beat the Ravens on Saturday, it will
eyebrow ring is off.
It'll be a strict policy. We will keep you at the door, Cowboys fan, but this is your time right now. We got one on the text line. Paul, I am sold. Consider me a convert. My name is Kernan Zenos, and I have been a Cowboys fan for 50 years. I went to 2 Texans games this year. I want you to announce my conversion and my new allegiance to the Texans. Bless you, son. My son, bless you. You have seen the light of C.J. Stroud, and if you were in person right now, I would pour some holy water on you just like Sean Mapes did. We would not do it outside because it would probably freeze.
No, and I had to make sure the top was on my water bottle because I
don't want to pour it on the keyboard.
I realized I did that right over the keyboard.
That would have been bad. You don't want that to happen. Look, I'm going to help you out here. Do you remember that Dak Prescott said this legitimately 5 days ago? Dak Prescott, on reminders that he has set up for himself about reaching this year's Super Bowl, quote, "I've got a lot of Louis Vuitton stuff. It's because of the LV is Las Vegas. If I look at my bag, it's all LV, literally. I just went and got my girl a bag the other day. I'm like, the only one I'm getting is one of those with the LV logo on it. That was an easy, simple reminder." He's buying Louis Vuitton bags to remind him that the Super Bowl's in Las Vegas. That really helped him as the Cowboys were down 27-0 in the, what, first quarter? Early in the second quarter?
At halftime.
Oh, it was at halftime. Okay.
He threw, it was 20-0 in the middle of the second quarter. The Cowboys are driving, and then Dak Prescott threw a pick six to make it 27-0.
Whoopsie!
Yeah,
that's not good.
That'll happen.
Do you want to hear everybody melting down about the Dallas Cowboys? It's fun. Let's first hear from the people who were part of the Titanic wreckage of the 2023-2024 Dallas Cowboys. Here is Jerry Jones explaining how losing to the Packers on Sunday is one of the most painful surprises he's ever experienced.
This is one of my most surprises since I've been involved in sport, period. So this is that degree. I know how disappointed everybody is. It's on my comment. But this seems like the most painful because we all had such great expectation and we had hope for this team. And thought that we were aligned in a great shape, And it didn't happen for us, and it's as fresh on me right now as it is on anybody else. But I won't get into any of the addressing of any aspects of it, any part of it, from the coaching to the players to what's around the corner. On a personal basis, I'm floored, and so not that there's any world's smallest violin for me being floored. I get that. I understand that.
I was playing the world's smallest violin for Jerry Jones there. We all did think at one point this year that the Cowboys were one of the better teams in the NFL. We all did. But the funny thing is, just like the year before, Dak Prescott's good. There's no denying that. Mike McCarthy is above average. There's no denying that either. But to expect a different result from last year, no matter what's going on in the regular season, was always crazy. And for it to blow up so spectacularly in the Cowboys' face, like, I understand why a Cowboy fan would jump on the Houston Texans bandwagon, and we're welcoming you on. Mike McCarthy was asked about Jerry Jones' comments, non-committal on McCarthy's future. I'm not making any decisions right now. Well, Bill Belichick's available. You want the Philadelphia Eagles to hire him if they've theoretically fired Nick Sirianni? Uh-oh, there might be a bidding war in the NFC East over Bill Belichick. He interviewed with the Falcons. Here's what Mike McCarthy had to say about Jira.
Jerry had said we'll take it game by game regarding your job status. Do you think this could lead to a coaching change?
I think the biggest thing is, you know, we're disappointed. I got a whole team in the locker rooms. That's hurting. And that's, you know, I haven't thought past, you know, the outcome of this game.
I don't blame him. Here's the thing. If you're Mike McCarthy, is it your fault that they got their asses kicked like this?
ultimately isn't the isn't it? But Sean, it's the players. I know that we're going to blame the coach for this, but it's the players. It's clearly the players. You lost 27-0 to a team that had 8 losses.
But they get their ass kicked every year in the for Mike McCarthy. Every year in the playoffs, they get their ass kicked. They got their ass kicked last year by the Niners. Every time they play the Niners, they get their ass kicked.
I mean, the last 2 years against the Niners has been close.
Not the, I guess.
It was like they had the really embarrassing play last year against the Cowboys, right? And then 2 years ago was when they ran out of time because they slid. So it's not like they were blown out in those games.
But they're clearly the second best team on the field for each of those games.
It's one thing. The 49ers are probably like consistently one of the top two teams in the NFC, even if they haven't made it to a Super Bowl.
But that's what you're competing against.
Yes, I get that. When you lose to the Packers, though, I don't know that you can throw it at the coach when it's that much of a debacle early. Like, he can't throw the ball. He can't run the football. He can't make the tackles or defend.
He calls plays.
Yeah.
They had 0 passing yards in the first half. Yeah.
I think it's very simple to blame McCarthy,
though. They showed up 100% not ready to play. They showed up. That was a team that was not ready to play an NFL playoff game that day. And I think that lack of preparation falls on the feet of the head coach, especially when every year you are a poorly coached team. It's the botch at the end of the 21 49ers game. It was the botch last year, the embarrassing play call. Now they weren't going to win that game,
right? Yeah.
But still, just absolute clown show of a game. Clown show against the Cardinals this year. Clown show against the Niners this year. They're always the most penalized team in the league. They're always up there with Mike McCarthy coaching them. Mike McCarthy is, like, again, a fine coach, perfectly fine, but not a coach that's going to get you over the hump, especially when you don't have a quarterback that can get you over the hump. That he won with Aaron Rodgers, with prime Aaron Rodgers. By the way, he won one Super Bowl with prime Aaron Rodgers. With Dak Prescott, you're going to need a better coach. Or a better quarterback. Or both.
And since it's unlikely that both of those things will change going into next year, given what they owe Dak Prescott and Mike McCarthy, you are welcome on the Texans bandwagon. That's a question on the table as we continue to laugh at the Cowboys, because there's some epic rants that we haven't played yet that come from people who are ex-Cowboys, who cover the Cowboys. 713-780-3776 to call in and text in. Is this actually McCarthy's fault? Meanwhile, you're allowed on the air to convert to the Houston Texans bandwagon. We will anoint you as Texans fans, but you got to do it this week. And we'll be doing that the rest of the week here. It's the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Watch out, door.
I will not be murdered wearing a blue and white plastic cone on my head. It's positively undignified.
Welcome back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's your host, former Shorecrest Preparatory All-District Safety, Paul Gallant.
Here we go! Here we go! Yeah! Here we go! Here we go! Yeah! Here we go! Yeah! Here we go! Here we go!
I'm going to miss hearing that in the playoffs, though we only usually hear it for one weekend a year. Maybe two if we're lucky.
During the game, I was just kind of like walking around my house, just going, here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah, it's a funny thing to say. Here we go. It's also very funny when the mic is picking it up when they're down 27-0. That's also very funny.
But hey, they were going. They did put up numbers. Yeah. Dak Prescott threw for 400 yards in that game.
Only lost by 2 touchdowns.
That's true.
They were close to making it interesting at the end.
Here we go! It was close to being close at the end.
Close to making it interesting.
Yeah.
They're close to needing an onside kick to then maybe tie.
Get another onside kick. Right.
I think they're down 16. So
yeah. So they needed to get the onside kick and then get another onside kick. But hey.
No, they needed touchdown, 2-point, onside kick, touchdown, 2-point.
Right. But that...
to go to overtime.
That's pretty close.
pretty close.
They were down 27-0. Here's Dak Prescott when asked about Mike McCarthy's job status. As we continue to make fun of the Cowboys' meltdown.
I don't know how they can be, but I understand the business. In that case, it should be about me as well, honestly. I mean, that guy, I've had the season that I've had because of him. This team has had the success that they've had because of him. And I understand Dak. It's about winning the Super Bowl. And that's the standard of the league and damn sure the standard of this place. So I get it, but add me to the list in that case.
Well, you're already on the list, but it's very unlikely that the Cowboys, one, can move you, and two, would move you because they're going to have to go back to the absolute bottom if they move on from you. You're talking about the standard. I mean, they've got the fourth worst NFL playoff record since 96. You talk about the success this year. I don't think Cowboys fans care about regular season success anymore. Now, did I ironically buy a 2023 Dallas Cowboys division title hat? Yeah, but I don't think any actual Cowboy fan would buy something like that. Like, they're not into the division stuff anymore. They're annoyed that it's taken this long. We're at 30 years, just about. 29, 28, I guess, technically.
Yeah.
With this team not having made it to a Super Bowl, won a Super Bowl.
Or been to an NFC title game.
That too.
Yeah. I was talking about it with one of the producers on the network side who's 2 years younger than I am. And I was saying, like, I don't ever remember. And we're talking about the bandwagon Cowboys fans. And we're like, I don't think anyone our age is a bandwagon Cowboys fan. Because
they're miserable. They're
literally no winning. Like, right. You're basically a fan of, like, I don't know. What's another team that just loses in the first round of the playoff all the time? The Atlanta Falcons? They made a Super Bowl.
They made a Super Bowl, right. I don't even know if you could say that. Yeah. Teams that lose in the first round,
like the Jags,
of the playoffs.
They're just like...
But the Jaguars made an AFC championship game.
Yeah, but...
Can't say the Bengals. Maybe it's...
Minnesota?
Minnesota sounds accurate.
It's like being a... Like, I don't know. It is crazy. I get that they're... You know, a big team. They have a lot of fans, but it is something where, especially the like Yankees, and I think you did a drive by on the Cowboys, Yankees, and I guess Lakers don't fit into this.
Duke fan,
but like as someone my age, I only remember one Yankees title and zero Cowboys titles.
It is interesting because growing up
Lakers,
as a kid for me, yeah,
Lakers
all those teams,
three,
the late 90s teams, right? It's funny that that's the stereotype. And the Lakers at least have been good since then.
In the 2000s, yeah, they've been good.
But like for the Yankees, like since 04, and when the Red Sox had that comeback against them, I mean, it's like they don't matter. And for the Cowboys, it's been even worse. So again, you can join us on the Houston Texans bandwagon. We got to continue to play some of the rants from ex-Cowboys. We've, of course, talked about how Skip Bayless once again threw Cowboys gear in his trash. How much Cowboys gear has he thrown out, and how much new Cowboys gear does he buy to replace the stuff he throws out?
I think he just picks it up out of the trash can.
Oh, ew, gross.
I mean,
guess you could wash it, but that's kind of nasty.
No, I imagine he puts in a new bag,
but he's
and
throwing
then throws it into an empty trash can.
Maybe,
then...
but he's throwing it into the kitchen trash can. Like, that, there might be some food in there that's, like, gone fat. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Okay, fine. But Michael Irvin was on a balcony. No, he wasn't about to jump, but Michael Irvin always entertaining when he talks, and this is what he had to say about the end of the Cowboys season.
They built the Dallas Cowboys. They made this America's team. They put a championship on the table. Before I got here, my job while I was here is to match what they have done to this. They built it. They handed it to me. Put my damn championship on the table. That's all we ask. Put your damn championship on the table, and you couldn't do it. All the asses gotta go.
I have no idea what he was talking about until the end. All their asses gotta go. Put the championship on the table.
But it was energetic, so I liked
it.
Yeah,
I get what he's I get the message.
Right, he's mad.
The guys in the 70s won the championship, and so that was the standard when he got there and he won championships.
Yeah.
And now it's like they're losing their way, or you need to go back to the old ways and put the championship on the table.
We had some people text in about like the comparison to the Texans. And someone said, like, sadly, the Texans are a team that loses in the first round. The Texans are 5-2 in the first round of the playoffs. All time. Which is,
although they also have not made a title game. So that's
true.
Is,
but they have 5 playoff wins to the Cowboys 4, and we're going all the way back to 96.
That's pretty close.
The Texans started in 02. And I mean, if we're talking from 2011 on, I'm sure we could subtract a couple of Cowboys wins along the way there, unless there were no Cowboy playoff victories from 2006 through 2011, which now that I think about it, actually might be possible. It does feel like they've had more wins in the Dak Prescott era in the playoffs than they've had in any other era. I'm too lazy to honestly look it up, but the Texans have more division titles than the Cowboys since 2011. It's 7-5, and they have more playoff victories than the Dallas Cowboys since 1996, and they didn't exist for 6 of those years. Anyway, more rants. This happened at halftime of Cowboys-Packers. This is when the Packers were winning by a lot. I think it was 27-7 at the half. Jimmy Johnson, unprompted, just goes on a rant. And he was clearly bothered, and everyone started making fun of him and making light of the rant when it was all said and done. This is amazing.
But I'll just say this. Every single one of you, you know how hard we've worked. I don't need to have people pointing the fingers one thing or another. You get your rear end in there and you play the way you know how to play. We can win the game. We're going to open it up. We're going to go fast tempo. Defense, get after Jordan Love. You can't give him that much time. You do what you're supposed to do. We'll win this game.
All right. That's got Michael fighting. He's got everybody
fighting. Michael Strahan got in a 3-point stance right in front of Jimmy Johnson.
And then Gronkowski ran to the other side of him like he was going to block.
Right. And Jimmy Johnson, his mood did not lighten. His face did not brighten. He was pissed. Like he was like, oh, now they're making fun of me right now? And it's funny because now Jimmy Johnson and the Cowboys have made amends. Like they honored him in the Ring of Honor. And he and Jerry Jones are probably cool with each other again. But then Jimmy Johnson and his beautiful coiffed hair see that. And they have an epic meltdown on Fox. There also was a Cowboys song courtesy of Stephen A. Smith, who is arguably the most prominent Dallas Cowboys hater out there. Here is Stephen A. mashing together a bunch of his takes about the Cowboys over the years into a hot beat.
Kick my music, please!
Mediocre team and Big D.
That's what makes this funny.
How about them Cowboys? How about them Cowboys?
Again, like I was telling you before we played this, better than it has any business being.
Yeah!
It's not like terrible. This would have had 150 million YouTube views in like 2011. It's
yeah.
A very 2011 parody song.
The beat is very good. Not gonna lie, I kind of want to go to the club and grind on some bitty. How about them Cowboys?
Way better than it had any business being.
Really? That wasn't bad. So it's been a fun day of making fun of the Cowboys. And again, Cowboys fans out there, you've got until Saturday, January 20th at 3:29 Central Time to abandon the Cowboys forever and become a Houston Texans fan. And I think it's socially acceptable. The Texans have C.J. Stroud. The Texans have D'Amico Ryans. They won the first game that they ever played in the playoffs. And we'll see what happens on Saturday against Baltimore. Up next, Astros countdown continues. Garbage time. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, right where you belong.
You're the only one left of the Wayne family. This is where you belong. Welcome home.
Welcome back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here is your ambiguously gay host, Paul Gallant.
All right, guys. We're getting closer and closer to the start of the Astros regular season. Before we do garbage time, let's continue our Astros countdown.
It's always Astros time in Houston. Are you ready to play?
A lot of people were wondering what it was going to be like if the Astros didn't win the division. I guess we'll never know.
We're counting you down to the Astros pitchers and catchers reporting to spring training in West Palm Beach.
27 days away from Astros pitchers and catchers reporting. Can you think of any 27s off the top of your head? Huh.
Mike Trout.
Jose Altuve, obviously. Do we need to say anything more? So, the Astros are signing a bunch of international guys. They signed 9 to 10 prospects, some of whom are 16 and 17 from the Caribbean. Anderson Paula from the Dominican Republic. He's the 49th ranked international prospect. They also officially signed Cesar Yanquil Hernandez with a $1.7 million signing bonus. Viva Cuba Libre! I wonder how that works, signing away a Cuban player. Do they have to defect to sign them? Or are we actually kind of cool with Cuba now where we don't have to do this song and dance of like getting on a raft? Yeah, it does seem like you probably would. But it seems like it's easy to defect.
Yeah. It's less dramatic.
Every World Baseball Classic is basically a defecting opportunity for good baseball players.
Yes, basically, if you're Cuban, you get good enough to be on the Cuban national team, like U16 or something, and then you play a tournament in Miami, and then you defect. And
there
then
you go.
Good.
We have some news for the Astros today. Kendall Graveman underwent shoulder surgery on his right shoulder. And he's expected to miss the 2024 season. Great. Great. Bullpen. So much depth. More Rafael Montero. So. Dusty Baker, the Astros' fearless leader that you people chased from town by being mean bullies online, is not returning to the Houston Astros after retiring as a manager in a role that Pete Carroll supposedly is with the Seattle Seahawks. I'll believe that when I see it, too, by the way. As an advisor. Pete was fired. He didn't want to be fired. I wonder about that. But Dusty Baker is going to be a special assistant in the front office of the San Francisco Giants, the team that he used to manage. We wish him well. It's going to wrap up your countdown, everybody. 27 days away. All right. Time for some garbage time.
I'm only happy when
it's garbage. And then I start eating garbage.
If there's one guy up here who knows about total garbage,
garbage,
it's this guy. It's garbage time with Paul Gallant. Let's go.
Let's go.
Have any of you ever been drunk on social media? It doesn't usually end well. I try to stay away from my phone after drinking. I think I had a very Karen moment in my early 20s. I think when I was 24, like cussing out Uber for canceling a ride or something like that. And I woke up the next day and I was like, Jesus, what the hell is this? I also had accidentally, I posted a video to my Instagram story that I was meant to send to somebody else. It was like me like drunkenly like telling a girl I liked her. Whoops. Woke up the next day and being like, oh, I posted this instead of sending it. Jesus Christ. Hopefully no one saw it. I'm sure somebody has it saved somewhere.
So many people saw it.
I know. God dang.
Because I'm guessing you didn't wake up very early.
No, I did not. Well, actually, I did wake up pretty early, but okay. I didn't see it right away when I woke up. That was a rough one. That was a Super Bowl in Atlanta. So Jay Gruden seems to have gotten intoxicated while watching Eagles Buccaneers last night, tweeting, if I ever put a quarterback through what Philly is putting Jalen through, I apologize. Pick up a blitz, which led Robert Griffin III to pounce on him. And Gruden did not bode well, farewell in this interaction. And even worse, Brian Mitchell, former Washington Redskin legend, he was a great punt returner, tweeted at him, quote, "Are you serious? Dude, please just effing disappear." Gruden's response, "I are a punt returner. Be quiet." Oh, he was definitely drunk.
The I and the U are very close to each other on the keyboard.
I don't know. I don't know, man. I think he was drunk. He hasn't deleted it.
I'm just saying that was the mistake. You are a punt returner. That's also a very, like, I expect some sort of Stan account whose profile picture is Lamar Jackson to tweet at an actual NFL player, "You are a punt returner. Be quiet." not a former head coach in the NFL to be like, "Punt returners, who cares?"
By the way, Brian Mitchell way more
good at
successful
his job.
At his job than Jay Gruden was. Like, yeah. Brian Mitchell was a great player for those who do remember him.
RG3, arguably more successful than Jay Gruden.
RG3 was awesome his first year. He was awesome.
And then guess what? He got put out there when he was hurt. He tore up his leg on an awful field.
100%. I think it was Mike Shanahan.
Yeah, that was actually Mike Shanahan.
That was Mike Shanahan
at
that point.
I think he got fired, though, right?
And then, I think that and was it was, for him, yeah.
And then it was Gruden?
Then it was Gruden. I don't remember the history of Washington that well.
That's fine.
All I know is that if you are intoxicated, you should stay away from your phone. It's only bad things are going to happen.
Try not to take pictures. Try not to take vids.
It's pictures. It's texts. It's videos. It's dumb tweets. Just stay away. Yeah. Stay away. Stay away, old Jay. Don't do it.
Maybe slide in some DMs.
Well, I mean,
I don't want to be a Puritan, all right? Like, come on.
That's fair. That's fair.
But keep it on the DL.
It's been a hot minute since I slid into some DMs. Should I do that today?
Yeah.
On my walk home from work.
I won't tell you not to.
I'm gonna just slide into DMs on my way back.
1.1 miles. By the way, the 0.1 is doing so much heavy lifting on how impressive that walk is.
If I cut through a parking lot, it's 0.9 miles, but I don't cut through.
Also, just there's such a big difference between 1 mile and 1.1 miles. I mean, you have to pluralize it.
Yeah.
And so it makes it seem a little bit more
impressive. Don't destroy the illusion that I've created. What I did today was manly AF, because I am in solidarity with the Houston Texans. Hashtag we are Texans. Hashtag go Texans. Hashtag beat the Ravens. Hashtag beat Baltimore. All right, guys, that's going to wrap up today's show. Big thanks to Sean Mapes, our texters, our twitchers, and our tweeters. You can join the Texans bandwagon, Cowboys fans. You have until Saturday at 3:29. Connor and Beard are up next. So long, farewell, and have yourselves a wonderful Tuesday. Peace.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now, with more nougat.
You're not cooking.
Pork chop sandwiches.